SOP 250? Is that what we're on? I don't know. I'm not near the internet. What a lovely intro. Today we're going to be talking about how to take phone calls if you want to do a live podcast.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, thanking you so much for taking the time to listen to Little Old Me, where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to making money with it in some cases, growing your audience, all of the above, techniques, strategies, etc., etc., etc. And if you'd like to reach me, I would love to hear from you. Real easy. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a comment out in the show notes, which you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, I did a conference call / webinar last week. And I want to thank everybody who showed up for that, had a lot of great questions and things like that. And I'm not a huge fan of using anything free, because free companies tend to do what I call go out of business. Because the last time I checked, electricity, employees, all those other things, technology, usually you have to pay for those. And when you get it for free, it's like, I wonder how long this is going to stay in business. And but today I found a cool system. When we did our conference call / webinar last week, I was using a thing called freeconferencecalling.com. And the thing I like about it is they have a web-based interface so that people call in via their phones. They don't need Skype. They don't need a microphone. You give out a phone number, and you have to give out a conference number. That would be the con of this idea. But you can basically then mute everybody. And then, so if we go back to a previous show where I talked about the easy way to tape a phone call, is if you have any kind of smartphone or any kind of phone with a jack in it, just take that, get the right cord over at Radio Shack and plug it into your mixer. Then you could be talking into your microphone like I am now on one side of your mouth and have your phone on the other one. So you have one headphone on and your ear up to the other one. Or if you have one of those little earpieces, I guess you could do that as well to hear the phone. So you're talking. So number one, typically to do a live podcast, although you wouldn't have to do that in this case, you could use something like Ustream, right? Everybody, I think at this point, has heard about Ustream. And you plug your microphone into your mixer. The mixer goes out into your computer, which then sends it out over Ustream so people can listen live. I typically also would send another output out of the mixer into my recorder so I can record that. So that's got me going live over the internet and going into my mixer and my recorder. Then I take my phone. In my case, I have a Droid. I call into my free conference call, and I get, this is not an affiliate thing. I call into them. I get, I'm logged in as a host. I log into their website so I can mute people. And then I do my podcast. Now, if I want to take a call, all I've got to do is turn up the volume of the phone that's in, the other mixer. So one channel is my microphone. The other channel is my phone with callers. I unmute one caller, and when I click the unmute button on the phone line, they'll hear, "You have been unmuted." And you could say, "Hey, you're on with Dave. What's your question?" Which at that point, being a live podcast, they'll probably say something like, "You suck! Go Hoosiers! Woo!" And, which is why I hate live podcasting. But there are many of people that love it. And you could then boot that person out of the telephone call. But you could see how many people have called in. And if people didn't want to, maybe they're not near a computer. They're not near a computer, but they want to listen to the show. They could just call into the conference call line And I think it's something like 5-star will put on your screen if they have a question or not. So if you're looking for a way, because the other alternatives are, well, I could get a Google number and have that go to my cell phone. That's fine. But if somebody calls in, now you've got a call waiting issue, right? So you're talking to them and all of a sudden, boop, right? That's a problem. You could have a Skype number and have that go to, you could have that go to a computer or your computer. So now you've got Skype running and you've got free conference call. Or no, you're not using free conference call. You got Skype running and Ustream. You could do that and then mix the Skype in with that. That would be another alternative. But it's only one person at a time, I think. Now, Skype can have multiple callers. It would be another way of doing it. It's just not quite as visual. And people then have to, depending on how you have it set up, Skype is an option. It's just a matter of having the phone call. Plus, it's an added expense. To have a Skype in number is an added expense, whereas free conference calling is not. So it's an option. If you're asking, Dave, why don't you do a live podcast? Here's what you need to do in terms of if we're talking launching a successful live podcast. Well, number one, you have to pick a time and day. So let's say it's every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you do a podcast. You have to do that. You have to stick to it, and you have to be there so that people know when to call in, know when to expect you, because you can't say it's Thursday this week, Tuesday next week, and the week after that's going to be Sunday at 3. You could try that, but it's people that are doing this and having some success with it are doing it at the same time every week so that your audience can count on you. And that way, if they're in their car, they know, hey, it's Thursday at 9. I'm going to call in to the conference line because that number will stay the same. Now, the other thing you can do with freeconferencecalling.com is you can have more than one host. Now, this is where things are cool. So let's say your wife wants to help you podcast. Like that's going to happen. I'm sorry, was that my loud voice? So your wife wants to join in and be an associate producer. You can have more than one host code at this freeconferencecalling.com, and she could actually be on another phone on another computer and say, yes, hi, what would you like to talk to Dave about? And then put that person's name in the... They can't put what their question is. I guess you might. You might be able to put, you know, name is Jim / and then abbreviate the question. Probably would be better to use some sort of chat for that where she could send you a chat to say, Jim is caller one. He wants to talk about blah, 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 which is how they do it in the radio world. But that's the other thing I want. That's kind of cool. You can have multiple hosts, and a host can go in and do things like add a name to people's calls, things like that. So that's, again, I'm not a huge live podcasting person, but by all means, you may be into it. You may say, yeah, I can do that every whatever evening, whatever morning, whatever afternoon. At this time, I'm going to tell my audience, I'm going to announce it via Twitter. You definitely have to have something to say, I'm podcasting now. You know, you might have a an email list that you could say, I'm podcasting now. Call in. Send me your questions. Things like that. I got to have some way to alert people because we're all busy and we're going to forget that you're podcasting every Wednesday at 9 p.m. So you need something to remind them of that and get them going and realize that you're probably going to have to do some editing later because you will get somebody that's going to call up and crank you, or they're going to call up and they're just going to want to promote their podcast or whatever. They're going to hijack your show and try to steer it in another direction. Those are all the cons of live podcasting. So that's where it does help if you have somebody that can take the calls beforehand. That's called a call screener. That's what they do on radio many times. And this would allow you to do it. And then again, the easy thing about it is you simply, how do you get this into your podcast? You simply take the... what would normally be your earbuds that goes into your smartphone, and you plug it into your mixer. And now you can adjust the volume of the caller. you're talking into two things. One is your microphone, which goes out into your recorder, goes out into Ustream, and you're talking into your phone, which goes to the caller so they can hear you there as well. So that's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting. Again, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. And until next week, class is dismissed.